Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Graduated senior Cordell Duhart of Blue Valley Southwest joins the program today. With two state titles, he left his mark on the Timberwolves program and looks at setting new goals as he heads east to become part of the Mizzou Tigers program. Cordell, welcome to Airtime.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You bet. As you look back, what are some of your best memories from your time in the Blue Valley Southwest program, and what are you most looking forward to as you continue your career at Mizzou?
Well, probably one of the best memories I had was one that happened this year. It was kind of wrestling-related, kind of not wrestling-related. There was a lip-sync battle between all the winter sports at our school, and me and my teammates, we practiced the routine pretty hard for about 3 or 4 days, and we went out and then we crushed it in front of the whole school, and everyone went crazy and they loved it. And it was awesome showing that the wrestlers are good at something other than just wrestling dudes.
All right. Well, yeah, that's an unexpected highlight there, but that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And then for Mizzou, I mean, I think it's an amazing school, and I'm just excited to go there, and I really love the coaches, and I'm looking forward to getting better as a wrestler, and I think that they can definitely help me achieve that.
If I remember correctly, you began your career as a middleweight and had moderate success. What led to the success that you had during your final 2 years for the Timberwolves wrestling at 220?
Yeah, well, going back to freshman and sophomore year, and freshman year, I finished 6-15, and I was 152 pounds. And then fast forward to sophomore year, I was 27-10 and 170 pounds. And I think what really helped was just like growing into my body more. I was kind of a late bloomer, kind of not. But from sophomore, at the end of my sophomore year, I ended up bumping up to 182 to wrestle during like some kids club stuff. And then through my junior year, football season, I put on a lot more weight and ended up being about 200 pounds. And I think the thing that helped me the most was growing into my body and just a lot of off-season stuff as well. The growing into your body thing, that was just, you know, that was the fit where I felt like physically I was able to do more at that weight. And then the off-season stuff really helped me technically and just get in better shape and hone some of the skills down that I needed to have some success.
So what do you walk around at right now?
About 210, 212, something like that.
Okay. So that begs the question, do you expect to cut to 97 in college, or do you plan to compete at heavyweight?
I was planning on cutting to 197. Not a lot of people know this, but my junior year, when I won, say, it was only about 195 pounds, so I'm not like a traditional 220 pounder. I'm pretty light for the weight, so I think the cut to 197 won't be that bad. I'll just have to stop eating every hour, and I'm planning on wrestling 195 at Fargo this year.
So you have wrestled extensively during the off season. This spring, you won the Western Regional in Vegas and added a state freestyle and Greco titles to your resume. What does your competition schedule look like for the rest of the summer?
First, I only won freestyle state this year. I didn't win Greco. I've just been doing freestyle. That's just what I've been focusing on recently. But competition schedule-wise, I'm wrestling in Southern Plains next weekend, freestyle only, and then in a few weeks at Fargo, also freestyle only.
So will you be going to Columbia this summer, or are you going to plan on staying in Kansas City and training? What's your schedule look like in that way? I mean, will you be taking summer classes?
Yeah, I actually start summer school June 4th. So the day after Southern Plains, I actually have class that day, and we'll be training and lifting weights and other things at Mizzou, and I'll do that for the summer and then roll right into the fall and spring semester.
Okay, so you'll be going to Fargo from Columbia then?
Yeah.
So you probably won't be able to do duels then, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It was either Fargo or duels, and I thought Fargo would be better for me and my goals.
You signed a national letter of intent with Mizzou. What led to that decision, and what other schools were in the mix during your decision-making process?
There's a lot of schools that were in the mix. South Dakota State, Fort Hays State, Oklahoma State, and those are just about the main three. Oh, and Tennessee Chattanooga. I signed at Mizzou. I mean, I felt like it was a really good fit. Like, morally and ethically, they're the same as I. They're focused. They're really focused on not just wrestling, but also, like, how you do in academics and how you are as a person on and off the mat. And I just think that it's a really good school for me. And the values and morals I have, I think that it's a really neat place.
So you have excelled in the classroom during your high school career. In fact, you were the only 5A state champion to garner first-team academic All-State recognition, an award that's reserved for seniors. What do you plan to study at Mizzou?
I think I want to be a doctor, so something in the medical field. And I take my wrestling as serious, maybe, or my academics more serious or as serious as I do wrestling. I think that there's a correlation between, you know, how you are in the classroom, how you are on the mat. And so I tried my hardest to succeed in both of those areas. I ended up finishing my senior year with all A's, and I never got a B in high school. So that just shows you how serious I am about academics.
Is that right? That's impressive. What wrestlers do you look up to on the national or international level?
Well, I thought about that question when I was looking at it last night. I really wanted to say Frank Camizo, but, you know, since he just got beat by Jordan Burroughs, I don't think I can say that anymore. But I really look up to Camizo. I think he's I like the way he wrestles. It's pretty cool. He's tough to score on. And I like Kyle Snyder. I think he's just an amazing human being on and off the mat. And he's probably one of my role models, not just for wrestling, but for, you know, how he carries himself as a person and his affiliation with his religion and stuff. I think he's a pretty perfect human being.
I understand you were part of the football team at Blue Valley Southwest. Did you participate in other sports as well? And do you have an opinion about participating in multiple sports during high school versus specializing in a single sport?
Yeah, I thought I was going to go run track for a while, and that didn't work out because I found out I was kind of slow, and they wanted me to throw instead. And my uncle wouldn't let me play basketball and wrestling, so my basketball team got shut down. And other than wrestling, I just participate in football. And I think that people should play multiple sports, even if they're not the best at it. I think it just gets your body in shape and gets you different skills that, you know, carry on to other sports. Like, there's a big correlation between, a big connection, so to say, between wrestling and football. I think you can excel in both, whether you're going from football to wrestling or from wrestling to football. I think that the skills they teach you go hand in hand.
All right, well, thank you for carving out a little time in your busy schedule to join us today. Do you have anyone that you would like to give a shout-out to before we sign off?
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God for giving me the gifts that I have, and then my aunt and uncle, Coach Cody Parks and Whitney Parks. I think they've helped me tremendously on and off the mat, and helped me become who I am today. And then all my training partners and coaches that have helped me through my wrestling career, and then all my teachers and everyone else that's helped me off the mat and in life.
Well, thanks again, Cordell, and best of luck to you throughout this rest of this spring and summer, and on into your college career at Mizzou.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.